Welcome back to Sports Day. Badge and Sats for your Tuesday night. Non-Tuesday, Teamless Tuesday, we call it throughout the footy season. We're allowed to do that, aren't we, boys? Whatever we like. Okay. Big news for English cricket supporters. Don't know about for Aussie cricket fans. Well, I'm excited because you want to see the best players going at each other from December 8th at the Gabba for the Ashes. I do.
No, you want the worst players out. No. You want the best players out so you can
smash them. Yeah.
You blokes do. But the man I'm about to talk to wants to play against the best to be the best. Ian Healy, welcome to Sports Day. I'm right, aren't I, mate?
Jason, don't put words in my mouth, mate. I'm with Fat Stokesy, stay home.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jofra Archer, don't get any ideas that your elbow is coming. You know, because he would love playing in Australia as well.
Now, Heels, we keep hearing stories with this announcement of Ben Stokes about the effect that he has on the players around him, driving standards up. Is he that much of an influence on this English side?
Yes, I think he would be. He's lived and breathed a lot of time with Warnie. So Warnie, you know, and that's like an Ian Botham type model where he gives other players confidence just by being in the team. Now, even if his, you know, left index finger doesn't really come up and he's not as effective with the bat, he'll be you know, athletic in the field. He'll be able to bowl with his right arm and support the three quicks that were going to be without him. And still encourage and lead. So, but I'd expect him to be, you know, almost fully fit, even if he's short of a run. But it's only in July that he stopped playing. He was captain of England in July, so he'll be right. He should be fresh. He's dealt with his mental issues, if whatever they were. I think it was just fatigue, probably, and physical injuries. So operation's done, and he's back.
Now, what though? Look, it was Stuart Broad, Jimmy Anderson. They're the other two frontline bowlers, aren't they? Now, you throw Benny Stokes into the equation. And Michael Vaughan, their former great skipper, has said, I was always going to be a 5-0 victory to Australia with the squad they're taking out. How much does that change now if Michael Vaughan had his time over again with Stokes in the side?
Yeah, he'd be saying it's 3-2 either way, I reckon. And because you've got another fella called Ollie Robinson, who's a real tall thing that really hits the pitch. He should enjoy bowling as well as Broad and Anderson. And they're going to need to be better. Broadie and Anderson haven't been super successful in Australia, so they're going to need to come with a lot of energy. Then Robinson, then Stokes to back all that up. And then the spinners need a bit of a hand. But then Stokes in the batting order gives Joe Root another lung. You know, he gives him a lot of confidence. I think he's probably the number one batsman in the world at the moment, Joe Root, with the 12 months he's had. And he too is looking for better performances in Australia. But their top order is really shaky. Root's been holding it together. And their middle order's not bad with Butler and Bairstow. So Stokes fits beautifully into that as well. That 100 he made, I don't know whether you'd like to watch much of it in 2019. Mm-hmm. It's a very famous 100. He made 135 and won them the game, you know, having been in super trouble when he went in. It's an incredible innings. I would say maybe in the top three innings in Ashes history, that's what he can do.
Oh, wow. Well, now tell me, you were only joking about Jofra Archer, weren't you? He's not. There's no chance of him changing his mind too and saying he's okay?
Well, not that we know of. We think he's not coming, but he might really pump some anti-inflammatories into that elbow. And out he comes as well.
He's so frightening, isn't he?
You know, but he can be, you know. And he's experienced in Australia because he's played in our Big Bash for a fair few years, 3 years maybe. He'll be chomping at the bit to get out to Perth and Brisbane and these wickets where he can really get it at the throat of the batsman, you know. So we haven't heard of any inkling of him being able to get here.
Yeah, so the first test early December at the Gabba, which you must be pleased to have heard that. There was a lot of debate around would they come to Queensland first because they've got a quarantine, and they're saying we'll have two tests in Sydney. It's outstanding news, isn't it? We got last week that they're definitely coming to the Gabba first up.
Yeah, because there were some options for them now. They didn't have to quarantine. They go to Sydney, they don't have to quarantine, do they? They can roam.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, you know, but they still decided we're coming to the Gold Coast, we're going to quarantine because they're bringing two teams. They're bringing the Young Lions team. And so they've got an opponent within the hub in the bubble that they can play against. So training will be great. And they're going to give themselves time to acclimatise to Australia, the weather, let alone the pitches. And the last time they did that, they won out here under Andrew Strauss. So they're finally going to give themselves a month's preparation and maybe a bit more than that before the first test in December 8. So that's a good thing for them. It's a good cricketing move. It's a good health move. And it should set their tour up very well.
And Stokes is going to need it with the lack of game fitness that he will have coming to Australia. Now, it's the first time he's played an Ashes series in Australia. Heels 2013, he debuted at Adelaide. And he missed the 17-18 series. So first time in Australia with an Ashes series for nearly 10 years. Does that play much of a part with a different climate, different pitches, whatever that may be?
Oh, he's used to that, I reckon. It'll fire him up, you know. They're really desperate for, you know, good performances. He's made a century against Australia in Perth, so he's one that has got a century. Joe Root, for example, hasn't got a test century here. So he'll be fired up. I think it'll fire Australia up as well. It just makes the clash a lot more meaty. Stokes, he'll always be classified as short of a run until he gets into the test series, you know. You don't duplicate test atmosphere without playing it, you know. So, but I think he's a natural type player that doesn't need a whole lot of preparation. He could come in and fly by the seat of his pants and perform very much like Ian Botham, you know.
He's out Kiwi too.
The ball hard. Yeah, he born in New Zealand and his dad played rugby league for New Zealand. And so when he was out here in that 2013, he was trying to play the tough guy, you know, and and the Australians were good enough they could just laugh at him. I don't think they'll be laughing at him a bit these days. So he'll be out here to enforce, and he, you know, he'll be okay with the conditions and capable of handling it all.
Yeah, it's exciting. Now, we spoke to Joey Burns yesterday around Will Pukowski and, of course, that 10th concussion that he's had in a training mishap last week. Are we hearing about what's going to happen with Pukowski and what that opening partnership may look like when it comes Ashes time?
No, we're not. It's way up in the air. Now, Pukowski, I think they start a Shield game tomorrow that he wasn't available for against New South Wales. And then there's one next week back in Victoria. So the two COVID lockdown states playing against each other back-to-back. He can play next week, from all reports. So all eyes will be on him, of course. Burnsy wouldn't have given him much, eh? He would have told you, no, he's really struggling.
He was very empathetic, he was, actually.
Oh, well,
yeah, the voodoo doll
way,
out.
So, no, it's all up in the air. Khawaja batted as convincingly as he ever has last week. So, there's two spots up for grabs. There's number five and there's number one. And then, of course, David Warner, if he comes back and can't get himself back into form, you know, there's a number two spot that they'll be scrutinising as well. So all the batsmen should be very motivated and excited about any time they get to the middle, make it count.
Heels, I keep getting rubbish by these two blokes because Badge reckons I want to kick Warner out of the Australian team.
You do.
How many more chances does he get at T20 level?
Two.
Two more.
I reckon, in this World Cup. They've got an incredibly hard draw. Like Scotland and Namibia qualified and went into the other pool, right? Mm. Guess who our pool qualifiers were? Mm. Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Both of them can beat us. So our pool, all five teams are incredibly tough, right? So we've won one. I just want to make sure David's form is better than it has been and his energy and his ethic is, you know, high energy. And he was in the first game. His enthusiasm around the field, excellent. So he's gonna have a presence. But I'd say we can't have him failing dismally too many more times. That's in this World Cup. Then, and especially Finchie. If Finchie, the captain, who's straight out of hospital, can't get going, you know, they're putting too much pressure on this quite a flamboyant middle order that we've got. But our flamboyant middle order had to block it the other day, and we struggled to chase down 119 because the top order pressure of failures. So I wouldn't be giving him unlimited scope at the top of the order there. Jace, I'm with you. And then, of course, you get back to Australia These guys, I think they've got time for one or two Shield games where he can really get back to the red ball. And then, you know, test match form will come under the microscope and he mightn't have too long. You know, batsmen can lose their eye. And that's one thing. It's a physical or physiological thing. Their reflexes and eye. And then your heart and head. Your heart's got to be in it if you're going to face someone bowling at you at 145 k's an hour and you need to make decisions on where you're going to score. And if you're not quite into it, you're going to get found out. And I don't think he's there yet, but it happens quickly.
Let's hope he gets some runs, hey, because an informed Dave Warner looks good for the T20 World Cup and also the Ashes ahead. And let's hope the Gold Coast nightclubs do their bit too to unsettle the Poms when they arrive here in a couple of weeks' time, Eels. That could rattle them a bit.
Yep.
There could be a few punch-ups outside Shooters or wherever they go.
Yeah, around the falafel joints, you know, like the Richmond Tigers, you know, in service. And traditionally, the England cricket team have been a pretty easy target.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We'll see what sort of discipline they cut. They love it. They get out and about and love. They just love life, and they've got a good attitude to playing cricket.
Well,
so,
they just create
so
another.
Yeah, they might have to curb that.
Will they just create another Barmy Army over here with expats that are living here, you think, Neils?
Yeah, they've worked on it for about a year. Australian-based Pommies and Australian-based Barmy Army has been worked on, and I think they're queuing up. The pressure on tickets to Australia when they can do it and they know how they're going to do it are high. They're ready to flood in. So it should be good
exciting
atmosphere.
Ilsey, can I just ask you something? Are you a vegetarian?
I'm not.
No, okay. No, when you said we call them kebab joints, but I thought if you're a vegetarian...
Yeah, I couldn't think of what I normally do.
I'm not
thinking straight when I'm outside one of those joints.
No, it is.
I thought you'd be a pizza slice guy, Heels. That surprised me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
All right. I was just, my reference was Richmond Tigers, you know, and they had
a blue out
of front of the surface, you know, that's all. Hey. I'd probably be Macca's. Since they've been 24 hours, I'd go to Macca's.
You're speaking Jace's language. Hey, Jace has been asking our cricket guests and also some of the listeners over the last few days, if you had in T20 World Cup final, you got one over left, you need 20 runs. In the history of the game, across all continents, who's the player that you're sending in?
To bat.
Mm.
You mean to bat?
Yeah.
How many have we got to get? 20?
20.
Jeez, well, you know, one of these World Cups, right, this T20 World Cup, about three ago, Ben Stokes was bowling to Carlos Brathwaite.
Yes.
And he took him for five sixes.
Yes.
So I'd be putting him on my list. I think at the moment, geez.
Can be pass play too. Heels could have been.
I said Simon O'Donnell.
Yeah, Scoob would be good.
I said Michael Bevan. They got poo-pooed.
He's
a bit too. He's a bit too cumulative. He's not about not a six hitter.
What about Viv?
Viv Richards.
Viv would be great.
Joey Burns said, "Who's that?"
Yeah.
No, he said half the blokes wouldn't know who he is. And I went, "Oh, you're kidding."
Yeah, no, Burns, he can't remember past 1999. So that's his memory span, right? So he's from my club, and he always hammers me about that. A good six-hitter. Kyron Pollard, they're current blokes. You know, Andre Russell.
What about...
These blokes can just slam it.
What about the late, great...
And Gale in his peak.
Yes.
Gale in his peak. I can go back a bit, can I? Yeah.
Any era.
Chris Gale would... Gale would be a good one.
What about the
Dougie Walters, I'm going.
Oh, yes. What about the late, great Dean Jones?
Dino, I wouldn't. I'd have him in any team that I'm in, but... He's a sneak. He's a run sneak. doesn't hit big sixes until he's about 120, and he just runs you off your feet. So no, I wouldn't put him in for a final over dash. There's a few left hand.
What about Sats's suggestion of Greg Shippard? I saw Greg Shippard 4 days to get 51, and Dirk Weller. Imagine those two batting together.
And on the fourth afternoon, he raised his bat. He's very proud of his 50, too.
All right, Hill.
Jeffrey Boycott. There you go.
Yeah, Boycott is another one. Yeah.
All right, mate, we better let you go.
Thanks. Well, we'll both. It just depends who's bowling. That's another thing, you know. Yes. T20 is all about matchup. So no matter who you send in, I'll have a bowler that he doesn't like, and I'm putting him on.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, that sort of stuff. So,
Hills.
It's interesting. It's good fun.
We can't wait. The Poms will be in town in around about 2 weeks' time. So get those night.
No, November 4. Is that right? That's only late next week.
Well, yeah, end of next week.
On your doorstep.
Oh, geez, mate. We'll get those nightclubs ready for them, ready to go. All the wives will be at Pacific Fair and all that sort of stuff.
Beauty salons.
All that theme parks, you name it.
This is not such a cricket thing, but it would be a rugby league thing. When you arrive at the hotel, just put a pile of drink cards in there. You know, the rugby, the leagues would love that.
We used to do that
never
when
had any
players clubs used to come and play us in the Gold Coast Chargers in 1997. We used to have the Shooters girls used to wait at the airport and gave them all drink cards before they even got to the hotel.
And we stayed. What was that place? We stayed at this place in Narang, and we got there and we thought, oh, this is a bit ordinary. Yeah, that was it. The Shooters girls, they were all waiting to meet the guys and take them out.
Pelman's Barn.
Oh, right. We'll leave that conversation there.
Fortunately, the barn. Yep.
Mary Blokes didn't go.
It's all been done before. Get it on the track again.
There you go. Ian Healy exclusively telling us on Sports Day how to rattle the Poms ahead of the first test at the Gabba. Thanks for your time on Sports Day, Heels.
Cheers, fellas. Bye.
This is Sports Day for the new Kia Niro. We better get to a break.